Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Sheffield Live.
Yes, good afternoon and welcome to The Squeak. You're listening to 93.2 FM on Sheffield Live with James Hargreaves.
Hi.
And myself, Luke Crofts.
D-high. I'm a broken man, Luke.
Yes, I know. I saw you earlier and you looked dishevelled.
I'm feeling very, very rough.
I think you actually said rough as a badger's.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Obviously, it was the Karl Maloney Presents gig at the Washington featuring No Hot Ashes.
Yes.
With Mantles and John Joe Keane's new
Factory
band,
Reasons.
The Factory Reasons, not yeah. Soda Stream.
Not Dance Stream. It's not a dance troupe. Well, yes, it was Factory Reasons. And what a quality night.
Yeah, you have a good time.
The whole of like Sheffield's music scene was down there. It was awesome. And some of us got a little bit drunk and did a bit of a stage invasion, which was fun.
Yeah. It looked I saw the pictures on Facebook. It looked something.
My favorite part of that was Ben from Wanna King
got doing on. The drums.
Yeah.
He was really good.
Yeah. He was spot on.
Just like improvised.
I reckon he's been practicing that for weeks.
Closet John Joe fan. Guilty pleasure.
Everyone's a John Joe fan.
Yeah. Yeah. It looked like a great night, though.
It was.
Karl Maloney. I mean, Karl's. But you know that you can do the Facebook Live things now?
Yes, yeah.
Slow Readers Club have been doing it on the tour with James. Obviously, the band, not you. like sound checks and stuff. And Karl's been doing that with some of his gigs now, and I saw the sound check that Noah Ashes did, and they sounded really good.
They were something else, and it was great actually because obviously met the Noah Ashes lads, and Mr. Peeps was down as well.
Yeah, I saw him on Twitter.
Yeah, and loads of others there, like from Sign FM. There was Simon Sain over there. Jenny B from Sign FM was there. So it's like the whole of kind of Yorkshire and Lancashire's music community was there. It was brilliant.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad you had a good night. Obviously, I forgot what I was going to say, actually. Completely gone.
At least that's just happening to me all the time. At least you're still sober.
Yeah. We had a Eurovision party around at our friends last night.
Yeah.
So that's why I weren't there. But thankfully, just sort of off to another track, Paul Sellers has been able to do his show this week, thankfully.
Yeah.
So all of the things that were wrong in the studio have been fixed, although I've got a duff pair of headphones.
Have you?
Have you got the good pair this week?
I have a pair that it's very crackly.
Oh.
It actually works in both sides, though. We can swap over if you want.
No, it's all right. We've just got to be grateful that everything else is working. Yeah, you've just sort of got to wear them like half on, half off and look a bit silly.
Yeah. That's the way to wear it. That's how all the cool kids are wearing it these days. Yeah.
I've really got it. I wanted to come in and scare Paul Sellers today. But he was on form.
He's on to you.
I forgot what he looks like. I've not seen him in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I thought, right, I'd set my phone to record and everything. I was creeping through. And then he turned around and saw me. Normally he has the headphones on and can't hear anything. But yeah, I didn't manage to get him.
I enjoyed that video game kind of soundtrack that
it
played
bit,
at the end.
A bit like a scary Tetris track.
Yeah, and that Manic song that he played as well.
Very good, very good. Yeah, if you weren't tuned in, I'd go back and listen to his podcast through the website sheffieldlive.org because that was a very, very good version of Manic's. So, what sort of music have we got on the show today? I know we've got a live version of one of Noah Ashes' recordings of...
Yeah. Because...
Is it Smooth? It's a live version of Smooth.
It's Goose.
Oh, is it Goose? Right, okay.
Which, I was going to play Cool Cat again, but we played that the last 2 weeks.
We can't play it three times.
Yeah.
Well, we can. Well, saying that, I've played the same song twice in one show, so we could do whatever we wanted, really.
Goose is a proper standout track. The confidence those lads had on stage last night. Playing.
Yeah, they're still not 18 yet, are they?
I'm not sure. They're only young lads. But, the confidence they have and, like, the they owned that stage. It was like it was very difficult for John Joe to follow that up, to be fair. Like the singers getting out into the crowd and like jumping about, it was awesome.
Well, he was a man down, or a woman down.
Yeah, poor John Joe. I think Becky was ill from the new factory reasons. So it was John Joe and the drummer. And the drummer's good as well. As we were saying with Ben playing the drums, there were some. There was like a tom drum and a snare at the front of the stage. And the drummer got off from behind his kit for one of the songs and actually played at the front of the stage.
And, well, they'll be back in Sheffield come July for Tramlines, of course. They're playing Crystal, aren't they?
Yeah, Noah Ashes, yeah. Definitely, I think they're on the Sunday on Tramlines, I believe. Along with some class bands on that night, you know.
Yeah, it's going to be
good. Well, that weekend.
It's going to be very good. So if, you, if you're about that weekend, get yourself into Crystal. It's free entry and there's a lot of great bands on.
Yeah.
But alluded a few moments ago to Eurovision. Are you a Eurovision fan?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, obviously we don't take it as seriously as the rest of Europe. I mean United Kingdom.
That's the best thing about it, actually taking the mickey out of it.
Yeah, it's just a bit of fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, the Ukraine won. Jamala from Ukraine won last night. And I thought the song was rubbish.
I've not even heard it. I've not even heard a single song from Eurovision this
year. Have you not heard our entry?
No.
Oh, it was really our entry this year was really good.
I've really done well at avoiding it. It's been great.
Ukraine won with 534 points, but it was a bit of a morbid song. It was about the deportation of Crimean Tatars under Stalin, so it was a bit like, it weren't uplifting.
Nice.
Talked about murder and death and all this. So.
Well, sympathy vote.
Sang, should I say. Yeah, I suppose so. Russia weren't too impressed with it, obviously, as you'd expect. Well,
does anything impress Russia?
No. They were favourites to win, actually, Russia.
Yeah.
They're up there with the favourites. But they finished third, I think. Australia nearly won, which...
That would have been ironic.
Yeah. A non-European country winning Eurovision, yeah. But you said they were going to split anyway, aren't they? They're going to do an Asia Vision or something.
Apparently, yeah. They've come into Eurovision for a few years to see how it all works, and they're going to do their own Australasia version or something.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be good. It would have been interesting though if they'd have won Eurovision.
Yeah.
Not only because obviously they're not in Europe, but the time difference is staggering. So if they'd have done it at 8 PM local time.
That's a good point actually.
Yeah,
if they'd have hosted it, when would they have hosted it?
Well, it'd be like midday over here, wouldn't it? I think the parts of Australia are like 8 hours ahead.
I don't know. Don't know the time difference.
No, yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. But yeah, we finished 24th out of 26th. We got a decent points tally. We ended up on 54.
We actually got a 12 points, didn't we, at some point?
Yeah, no, I don't think we did finish on 54. That was after the jury vote, sorry. They changed how they revealed the votes, because they had juries to try and make it fairer.
Yeah.
Didn't make it any fair at all, it was rubbish. But they went round all the countries sort of getting the votes from the juries, and then they added up all of the viewer votes and then sort of did them all out at the end.
Why don't they just do it solely on viewer votes? Isn't that more?
Well, they tried to make it fairer by introducing jury votes, making them independent, so it was half and half.
Right.
Because nobody votes for us.
Who's the jury?
Well, that's the thing, we don't know. So I'm not sure if it worked anyway. But yeah, there were a lot of good songs though last night. Australia had a good song.
Yeah,
we like Maltas. Can't remember what it's called.
I like Maltesers. Does that count?
Yeah, I like Maltesers as well. Anyway, we're going to have a first song of the day, and it's the live version of Goose by No Hot Ashes. If you haven't heard these guys before, go out and check them out online. You listen to The Squeak 93.2 FM. This is No Hot Ashes. Woo!
She played knock a door, run on the local breeze. She ends up in hell, then that's where I want to be. Stay
gonna keep me safe. Just a strong dose of morphine, no, she helps to ease the pain. Is she imaginary? Is she imaginary? Is she imaginary? She's got me dancing. Is she imaginary? Is she imaginary? Is she she's ice cream. What's ever kind of weather? Ah, oh, she comes to see me in red or Martin leather. Is she imaginary? Is she imaginary? She's got me dancing. Is she imaginary? Is she imaginary? Is she
And
have you broken it again?
No, it's so you can hear what's going on, because that's what word, right. Is it? Anyway.
Did everyone just miss me going goose?
Yes.
Oh,
but
damn.
they got me doing it though. So there. Yeah, so like I say, they will be back in Sheffield 24th this year?
Is it 27th or something? I don't know. My brain does not work today.
We've had 4 minutes to look at that and then decided to... No, it's the 23rd. 20... Starts on the Friday.
Yeah, 22nd. 22nd.
22nd to 24th.
No, it's the weekend after, isn't it?
No.
What's going on in my mind?
I hope not. 22nd to 24th, Tramlines.
Right. I'll you take Googling your word it. For it.
Let me just go. Oh, just talk amongst yourself, listeners, aren't I? Tram lines.
Actually, I think you're right. Yes, it's 22nd.
Yeah, 22nd to 24th of July.
24th, yeah.
Anyway, we'll cut that out of the podcast. So that was No Heart Ashes with Goose, and they'll be playing Sheffield for Tram lines on the 22nd, I think it is.
Yes, the 22nd.
22nd to the 24th.
Good save there.
At the Crystal Stage, yeah. If you're listening live, tough. No one else is. Yes, so Can't really avoid it. We are always impartial on this show, but Wednesday had a cracking night on Friday. That sounds a bit strange when you say it like that. Wednesday had a cracking night on Friday. Sheffield Wednesday had a cracking night, of course.
Yes.
In front of a packed Hillsborough Stadium against Brighton Hove Albion.
What a game.
It was awesome. It was very good.
The atmosphere and everything, just absolutely awesome.
Yeah, well, it's taken Twitter by storm, actually, because through sort of towards the end of the match, fans started getting their phones out, you know, with a flash and putting the torch on. And it created quite a scene at Hillsborough Stadium. One person on Twitter said, "Oh, it was a great atmosphere, just like a One Direction concert." So that was a bit of a head scratcher.
Does that mean Hattie New Hughes, Harry Styles?
Well, he's had a haircut now, and so has Harry Styles. Maybe
there you go.
Wowza! but yeah, we won 2-0. I think we were hard pushed actually, because I think, well, saying that, I thought that, but actually no, we weren't, were we?
No,
because the goal that was disallowed, I thought, should have stood, but from where we were sat
initially,
it looked like it come off our player, but it hadn't.
Hooper.
Yeah, so it was an offside anyway. Whatever.
But the thing with that was the confusion was they just took so long for the decision to be made, and that's what made everyone angry about it. If the flag had gone straight up, then fair enough. But apparently the linesman couldn't hear the referee and vice versa.
Oh, right. Well, that's why. So you had to go over and speak to him. But yeah, great victory for Wednesday. And of course, we play them again tomorrow away.
Yep.
And hopefully, if we can hold on to his 2-goal lead, not lose by 3-0 or whatever, we'll end up at Wembley.
That's it. You like to think that we're halfway there, but you can't rest on your laurels, can you? You've got to go and defend that lead.
But I mean, I thought we'd have a chance at home, and I said, you know, we've definitely got to score, because if we draw at home, we've had it.
Yeah.
But a good result in front of a big crowd.
I think it's impossible not to win in front of a crowd like that. I think that 12th man effect does take place in those kind of games.
Well, they had to sub two of the players in the first half.
Yeah. They were very unfortunate.
Yeah, the third. I've never seen a game quite like it, actually. And then the third and final sub came not too long after they came back out. And then another player got injured, and then that were it. There were 10 men for about half an hour or something.
Yeah,
so
very unfortunate in that respect. But
yeah.
I'm glad it was them and not.
Well, yeah, you know.
But yeah, I've got a new soundtrack to the promotion to the playoff push.
Oh, it's not the new Stone Roses song, is it?
No, it's not. It's a new Matt Henshaw song, which we're going to be playing a bit later.
Oh, is that what your T-shirt is?
Oh yeah,
for the benefit of the radio.
I have my Peace, Love and Tea T-shirt on from Matt Henshaw.
Oh yeah, I can see it. Yeah, Peace, Love and Tea.
Yeah. Right.
Why is it Peace, Love and Tea?
Because he's not a drinker, like alcoholic.
Oh, right, okay.
So it was like a slogan for a while. Peace,
that's pretty cool. I'll take a picture and put it on Twitter, because I get told off for talking about stuff that no one else can see.
Because I look so great at the minute.
Well, I'll not get your face in it. Do you want me to get your face in?
No,
I'll not get your face in. Okay. Not the face.
No touching of the face or hair.
There we go. Okay. So it's Matt Henshaw's new
His new single. Belief is all it's called, and it's very rousing and very fitting for
rousing.
Well, Matt is a nice boy.
Put Matt instead of T. Peace, love and T.
It's a peace, love and T.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Play on words.
You know, I first saw Matt selling these T-shirts probably over a year ago, and he didn't have my size. And
really?
I was like, if he had my size, I'd buy one of them. And he turned up at Tramlines last year.
Special order.
At Crystal. Actually went and had one made for me.
Wowza.
How cool is that?
That is pretty cool. You don't get that with, most musicians and bands, do you?
No. He's a really nice lad as well.
But so we've got one of his coming up later then.
Yeah, and it's a special one for me, that one.
Cool, looking forward to that. Just on Stone Roses, what do you make to the new song?
It's the first
single in 20 odd years or something.
In a long, long time. It's awful, isn't it?
It's pants.
It's just
rubbish.
It doesn't sound like it's been mixed right or anything.
Well, it just sounds like a bit of a boring, droney song. I don't, yeah. You know, it's not like that. It's not going to be like their old stuff, but it's not as sort of cutting edge. I think
what they've tried to do is tried to recapture their old stuff and kind of gone halfway between modern and their old stuff, and they've ended up a bit like sea horses and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, when it was released, social media went mad about, oh, it's great, it's just like the old days. And I just thought to myself, if this song had been brought out under somebody else, or yeah. I don't think it would have got as much praise. I think it's very forgettable.
The people praising it are diehard Stone Roses fans.
Yeah.
So fair enough. They like it. Subjective.
Oh yeah, you know, if you like it, then good. Yeah. You don't.
I've had tweets
already
from Mr. Peeps. It was good to see Mr. Peeps last night. Said that live version of Goose sounded a bit good. It sounded awesome.
Yes, it did.
He's confirming Noah Ash has played a Sunday on the Crystal stage.
Yes, and that's the 24th then, in that case.
Yes, yeah.
We
knew that straight away.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Looking forward to that.
Definitely. They need to be seen. They're really good.
And, you know, hopefully, like you're saying, they're quite young. Hopefully they'll be around for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. They've got, I was actually saying to Mr. Peeps last night, they've got kind of a unique sound coming out of, like, Manchester, because it's more funky than you know, your average guitar band.
Well, I think there's too many bands that sound the same that are coming through.
Yeah.
You know, these really stand out.
So, well, we were saying last night...
He's got
night,
great hair as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Luigi, is it, the singer?
Isaac.
Do you?
Huh?
Oh dear.
My
brain isn't working.
How are you going to say I'm not... What was that?
It was a joke, but it didn't work. So, move on. Nothing to see here.
Okay. You know what they say, dead air is a crime. We'll have another song.
Yes, Flodowns. It's a Sheffield-based three-piece indie rock band. And they sent us this one in, as any band can.
Yeah, get in touch on Twitter at The Squeak and facebook.com/The Squeak. Just coming up to 25 past 2 on The Squeak, 93.2 FM.
Despite the things they say.
Sheffield Live.
Floodhounds with A&E, and
did that catch you off guard then, by any chance?
Yeah, I was too busy talking to you. Yeah, you can find them on everywhere, pretty much. They're on YouTube, Twitter. They've got a website. If you're going to search for them, search Floodhound Sheffield, but make sure you don't accidentally have it auto-corrected to Bloodhound Sheffield, yep. Which happened to me, and I was like, oh, this is a bit strange.
It is one of those names that does automatically correct all the time. It's yeah. quite annoying.
Unless you've got an old phone.
Most phones have had some kind of spell check thing in them for
I'm talking like really
like
old.
Since like a Nokia 3310 or something.
Ah, that's only predictive though, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. T9 it was called. T9 predictive text. That's... It's me being geeky for you.
And we've had a text flood in. We actually got 12 points from Malta.
All right.
Going back to the Eurovision. So Malta gave us 12 points.
I still like Maltesers.
And I still like their Eurovision entry.
How many Maltesers can you fit in your mouth at once?
Well, I don't know. Fortunately, I've got a box. No. I don't know. If we did that in the show, we'd not be able to do anything else.
No. I once did it a few years ago.
Really?
Yeah. And I got... I think I lost count at 25, and by that point, it had all kind of congealed into just one giant Malteser mess in my mouth, and and I couldn't breathe, or couldn't even get it out of my mouth to, like, I honestly thought I was going to die a Malteser-related death.
Mmm, these worse ways. Worse yeah. ways, isn't there?
Chocolate death. That is literally death by chocolate.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So yeah, check out Floodhounds, not Bloodhounds, or Bloodhounds as well. If you want yeah. to check out Bloodhounds,
just say that. That's from their latest EP, and that one's called A&D.
Marvelous. One thing I meant to mention earlier, you know, obviously Wednesday have got a chance of getting to the Premier League.
Yeah.
Leicester have obviously won, and they are people. Well, some people in Leicester and Leicestershire are selling bottles of fresh air. On eBay for £30.
Wow.
Bottle of Leicester Air.
That's some proper bandwagon rolling, isn't it?
Yeah, somebody must have either had lots of jars just lying around, or they've bought jars in specifically
yeah.
to capitalise on this con.
Well, you know, just eat all your jam, don't you? Have a lot of jam on toast and then you got a jar.
Yeah. What's your favourite jam?
Strawberry. I think. Yeah, strawberry.
I like lemon curd.
I'm not a massive fan of lemon.
Really?
Yeah. My mum makes an amazing lemon tart, though.
Really?
Yeah. And I do like that.
I like lemon tart. I like lemon cheesecake.
Yeah.
And lemon curd. But one thing that I like, and everybody sort of goes, oh, what are you doing? You know you have peanut butter on toast?
Yeah.
No, you can do. I have peanut butter and lemon curd. It's an excellent combination.
I can't even imagine what that would taste like. I do like peanut butter. A bit of lemony goodness on there. I don't know. Why don't you try it with Marmite as well?
I've tried Marmite before and I don't think I liked it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I don't know why, I just... Like that, like
I'm not
like
a fan of Marmite, which is weird because I love kind of Guinness and all that
Yeah, I like
yeasty beers and stuff.
I like Guinness. Maybe I need to revisit it.
No, it's just it's weird like celery.
Our friend Faith, she likes Marmite. And for Christmas one year, I got her. She's just texting saying, "I love Marmite," as if to confirm what I've just said. Thanks.
Wow. We've also had Ray that's texting to say that lemon curd is not a jam.
Yeah,
it's a curd.
I wasn't sure actually. It's a sort of jammy consistency, isn't it?
It's like a
sugary spread made from fruit. It's a jam, isn't it?
It's a curd.
What defines a jam from a curd then?
What's a curd? I'm saying what is a curd, not what has occurred. This is probably the most Partridge episode we've done yet.
No, it's not. It's a curd. Okay. Right. Well, anyway.
We're getting flooded by text saying curds. It's all about curd. What is a curd? Somebody text us or tweet us, whatever, at the Squeak on Twitter. Spelt wrong, and tell us what a curd is.
Curds are a dairy product. Oh, right. Obtained by coagulating milk in a process called curdling.
I assumed it was something to do with curdling.
Yeah, the coagulation can be caused by adding rennet or any edible acidic substance such as lemon juice or vinegar and then allowing it to sit.
So
it's like a cream type.
So the lemon curd you're eating originated from a cow's teat?
Apparently.
Yeah.
Maybe fruit curd. Well, saying that, it's... Oh, I find it hard to believe lemon curd's got milk in it. Surely not.
Well, that's... Google doesn't lie.
No, but Wikipedia does.
Well...
No. Look, lemon curd, right? Egg yolks, sugar, fruit juice and zest. There's no milk in it, so how is it a curd? Well, obviously it's a curd because it's in the name.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've only got 27 minutes left. We'll leave that for...
We have actually just had a tweet saying, "Shut up about curd." I think that's our sign to move on.
Oh, right, okay, yeah, I think she's still hungover. Anyway, so 1 year I bought Faith like a Marmite set, and it was like a mug, a bit of Marmite, and some Marmite chocolate. And the Marmite chocolate was very nice.
No.
It was, I'm telling you.
No.
You know what my mum bought me for Christmas? She'd like these Guinness caramels.
See, I've had Guinness stuff like crisps and stuff. I don't like them either.
I tried some Guinness chocolate from the storehouse, that was nice.
Yeah. I can't remember if I tried Guinness chocolate, but I just can't imagine it's very nice. Although I did have some hot sauce chocolate before.
Oh, that sounds strange. Like,
there's something about chili and chocolate that goes together so well. Yeah.
Well, I went, one of the local retailers was stocking chocolate lager. Oh, you reckon chocolate beer is quite...
Yeah, I had a chocolate beer the other week that I got from... there's a little beer shop near the Harley, just up the side of the Harley on Glossop Road, and I got a chocolate beer from there. It's really nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It was about £5 for one bottle,
though. Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, what's the next song, James?
The next song is, I really like this, it's something that you can imagine being in like a dark and dingy like underground venue, Dead Slow Hoot. With their latest single, Keep the Ball Rolling.
Watch them crawl about your ankles through the with the attention it demands. It is your duty as citizens of the British Empire, bearing a share in its responsibilities, to form a clear opinion and make up your mind.
Mr. Carlton Maloney has tweeted us about this this Dead Slow Who tune is like a dirty Slow Readers Club tune, he says. So I can see the similarities there. I do want to, like, just see them, like, you know, like, in the rocking chair or something. Like, down.
Slow Readers Club?
No, Dead Slow Who.
Oh, I was going to say.
I want to see them in a dirty, dark, underground venue.
Yeah, I think they'd. The two would marry well,
yeah.
I would say.
Got a new EP out, which is really good.
And have they got sort of Facebook and all that?
Oh, they're everywhere.
And all that jazz?
All the usual places. Just a good searchable name as well, Dead Slow Hoot.
Yeah, is it all spelt right as well?
Yeah.
Marvellous.
But, yeah.
Do for me. Now... Top Gear comes back this month with Chris Evans and the other 100 presenters they've got. but Jeremy Clarkson and Hammond and May are finally, obviously they've gone to Amazon.
Yes.
They've finally come up with a name.
Yeah, interesting. The Grand Tour.
Yeah, didn't know what to make of it at first, but I think it works quite well because apparently they're going to do an episode in a different country each week. You know,
yeah.
They used to film it in a disused warehouse.
Yeah.
On like a Wednesday night or whatever. Now they do it in a different country every so it makes sense.
Yeah. It's also quite clever, I think, because they used to abbreviate Top Gear to TG.
Yeah, and now it's the other way around.
And now with this, they can say TG Tour, so it's Top Gear on Tour, essentially.
They can't say Top Gear.
No, but if they abbreviate to TG like they used to with Top Gear, it's TG Tour. The Grand Tour.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I suppose so.
Clever.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't got Amazon Prime, have you?
I haven't, but I will be getting it.
But just for that?
Yeah.
How much is it? About €10 or something?
It's you can get it monthly now, but it's part of Amazon Prime where you get all the deliveries...
free and all that, yeah.
And stuff. What they've started doing on Amazon is gating products against an Amazon Prime membership. So certain products, you know, if like they're running low, you have to have an Amazon Prime membership to be able to buy it.
Oh, right, okay.
It's like £79 a year, I think. But if you buy it this weekend, it's £20 off.
Wowza.
That just came into my head.
You do a lot on Amazon though, don't you?
So yeah, I do. You would know. It'll be worth me doing it because I get a lot of stuff through Amazon.
So which do you think is going to be better?
I think they're just both going to be different. I think Chris Evans and Matt LeBlanc and all that are changing up Top Gear, and it needs a bit of a fresh lift, and obviously the Grand Tour will be a different show in itself.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like they're going to have a very different feel about things.
Yeah. I watched, I don't know if I mentioned this before on here, but I watched a new James May show on iPlayer the other week. Called The Reassembler.
No, don't ring any bells.
James May, The Reassembler. And, like, Ray absolutely hated it. She thought it was the most boring thing in the world. But basically, all it is, he gets something, like an old thing, like he's done it with a lawnmower or one of the old Bakelite telephones. He gets it in piece forms, like in parts, and builds it. And basically just talks you through him building it. And it's one of the most relaxing, bizarrely relaxing shows ever.
I would imagine it feels like going back in time.
Yeah, pretty much. It's basically James May sat in a shed building something.
And they've made
a
television programme out of that.
Yeah. But when
when
he initially got sacked from an old editing job he used to do, he opened a YouTube channel and did cooking on YouTube badly, and it was some of the funniest stuff you've ever seen. Just James May... cooking in front of a camera in his kitchen. It was hilarious to watch. And he's took it all down now, unfortunately, but hopefully we'll bring those back.
Well, he does quite a few like things like that, doesn't he, on BBC Two and whatever.
Yeah.
I'm sure they did one about beer with one of his mates.
Yeah, it did I forgot what it's called, but yeah, the tour of the country, yeah, sampling different beers and
all
stuff.
All that bag of mashings. I don't know if they came to Sheffield, you know, for the Sheffield tap.
Hmm.
Oh, it might have been all of the different pubs, or, you know, real ale pubs,
yeah,
but in train stations or something like that. It was quite interesting, yeah, thinking about it.
I actually watched a programme the other day which was going through, can't remember who it was, but basically travelling from request stop train stations. Like, what a niche subject that is.
Yeah, you'd have thought you'd run out eventually.
Yeah. Speaking of real ale, by the way, I went to...
Go on, then.
Went to the Head of Steam yesterday. I've got to have a bit of rant about this. It's a new place in Sheffield.
Where is it?
It used to be the Old Monk down...
Oh, yeah.
Tudor Square, is it? Down near the Crucible.
Yeah, you can cut through to Tudor Square and you come out opposite the cathedral, don't you? Or just a bit further up.
That's right. And it's got all kind of real ales and stuff on. Like, sounds like my kind of... Ribs. Basically a rib shack type place.
Marvellous.
Sounds like my cup of tea. They've fitted it out nicely. There's the bar's in the middle of the place now. There's booths all the way around. It's like a bit of an hipster joint. But yeah, went in. Had a Coke whilst I was deciding what to eat, which was obviously going to be ribs.
Ribs, yeah.
Went to order, no ribs. How can a rib joint not have any ribs? It's
not ideal, is it?
No. So like, everything we ordered, by the way, there was three of us there. It was one order of shrimp. No, we'd not got that. Okay, one order of baby back ribs then. No, not got that. Okay, well, an order of beef ribs instead then. Like, no, we ain't got that. So, yeah, what? Basically, they had burgers.
Right.
And that was it.
Not ideal.
So I went. I left.
Where did you end up then?
Went to common room. And handed a burger, funnily enough.
Yeah, it's annoying though, that, isn't it?
It's just frustrating. And the barman had been a bit rude to me beforehand as well.
Oh, right.
When I first went to the bar and got the Coke, I just said, because it was confusing when you went in, there's like waitresses walking round.
Yeah.
And I didn't know whether it was table service or not.
Or you order at the bar.
So I just asked him at the bar, like, do you have to order at the bar for your food? He went, well, of course, yes. And walked off.
All right. Went, well, what an arse.
Yeah. Just thought, well, this is a bit... That didn't bode well, and then the whole ribs thing happened, and you know me and my food.
Well, yeah, I just get annoyed if you get... You know, because we've both worked in a customer-facing role.
Yeah.
Just be nice. Yeah. Don't be like that. Oh, it does my head in.
Yeah.
Very rude.
So I'm not even that tempted to go back and try the ribs now, to be honest.
I wouldn't. I didn't even know it were there, but if I did, I would avoid it now.
Looks nice and everything. I will avoid it. Such a promising place. But, hey-ho.
To be fair, I didn't even know it wasn't the Old Monk anymore.
Certainly changed recently. Apparently they opened early. They were doing a refit, and somebody said, I don't know if it's true, but they were planning to reopen and then realised that the snooker was on. So reopened early whilst they were still refitting it out because they didn't want to miss out on the trade.
Mm. It can be dangerous though, that, because people go in and go, oh, what's happening here?
It's a wrong impression, isn't it, of your
sounds like it's sounds like it may be slightly mismanaged.
Indeed.
Mm. Anyway, time for the last track, and it's left your favourite to last, probably.
Yeah, this is Poppy as Heck. It's Matt Enshaw.
Oh,
This is Sheffield Live.
So can you see how that is going to be my soundtrack to the playoff push?
Yeah, I can. Actually, you know, I could sort of picture that on like a FIFA game.
Yeah, yeah. It's quality
FIFA soundtrack. Yeah, very good.
And we need to get him back in Sheffield. He's been doing a lot around Nottingham and stuff where he lives at the minute. But he's a big Wednesday fan, so it also works on that level. Need to get him back in Sheffield. Carlton Maloney should get on that. Get him a gig.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Sounds good. Anyway.
Sorry, just watching you read your phone.
Sorry, yeah, I got...
Quality radio.
Something caught my eye there. We mentioned earlier about both having worked in retail. Well, one of my old companies has been in the news that I used to work for.
I think I've seen this.
Told Sainos.
Yeah.
Yeah, bit of a gaff, you could say. Store in Camden was advertising for an artist that they wanted to do the staff canteen up.
Yeah.
But they didn't want to pay. So they wanted an artist to come and be creative and not pay anything.
It's this whole... Any kind of creative industry, there seems to be this whole kind of thought that, you know, come and do us something for free. It's because it's not necessarily a tangible thing.
Mm.
It's like they expect you to come and just do it without paying you. It's so frustrating. It happens in music. It happens in virtually any creative industry and, yeah, artists as well.
Well, the advert goes, Sainsbury's are looking for a creative and ambitious artist to voluntarily refurbish our canteen. Gain particular experience in the creative industry whilst making our community a comfortable area for our employees to escape to. I mean...
So it's not even a public-facing area?
No, it's a staff canteen.
Because basically what they're saying is, like, by decorating this, you can get exposure for your work. But then it's not even a public-facing area, it's a staff canteen.
Yeah, it ends with, get your work recognised, share your gift with the heart of Camden. Leave your mark by doing what you love and do best. I mean, how ridiculous is that?
It's I hate it when people do that. Like, I've seen it happen to so many artists and even people working like online, like in digital industries and stuff. Like, there just seems to be an expectation that you can do it for free.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, you know, strong views from some of our friends on this, by the way.
Oh yeah,
can't read them. Sainsbury's apologised. Apparently it wasn't authorised by head office in Holborn. It was just the store that decided to put the advert in the local rag. But obviously people saw it, and you know, people have took to social media to sort of voice their opinions on it.
I'll tell you what, I'll go and decorate it.
Well,
I'll volunteer.
I'm
going to use some very creative implements to actually decorate it, though. It'll be like a Tate Modern exhibit.
I was going to say, you could if you put an electric whisk in paint and then switched it on, that would be different.
I wasn't thinking paint, to be honest. I was going to be really creative with what I was doing.
Right. Well, one artist attacked them on Twitter. Well, I say attacked. Voiced his opinion. He said, "Dear Sainsbury's, I'm looking for a company worth £150 million to feed all of my artist friends in Manchester." somebody else put, you can afford to pay artists their worth. I mean, they do turn over quite a lot of money.
Yeah. But basically they're saying what you can do is come into Sainsbury's and take a bag of shopping for free, because that's great exposure for Sainsbury's.
Exactly. And a lot of people have sort of, done that. Somebody put, "Can I get a free shop? If you do, I'll let all my friends know how great you are and maybe pay another time." So, you know, it's just...
Brilliant.
It's just, you know, somebody's made a bit of an error, haven't they?
They have, and it's just ridiculous. I have very strong views on it. And yeah, I will volunteer to decorate it and air my very strong views to them.
Okay. If you're stuck for something to do, stick around, because DJ Ski will be here at 3 and he will be on this week, because we fixed whatever was wrong.
Yeah.
Well, I say we haven't.
No, we just turned up.
And yeah, we turned up and it were working again. But yeah, Platinum Plate's on at 3 until 5. Stay tuned for that. What are you up to through the week, James?
Well, today I'm going to go home and die on the sofa.
Excellent.
Because I am... how I've got through this hour, I don't know.
I don't think you have, really.
Fair point. It's also, as well, if anyone, just a little plug, but it's the last couple of days of the Bailey of Sheffield cable bracelet available on Kickstarter at the minute. So if you want to get yourself one of these cool stainless steel Sheffield bracelets, then get onto Kickstarter.
Yeah.
In the next kind of 24 hours or so.
Yeah, they could have waited until the end of payday week.
Yeah, well, it's been on for a month. There's been a payday already.
They could have got 2 paydays out of it then.
Maybe so.
But you just buy a new kit. Every week, James's iPad collapses. It's not even attached anymore.
The glue's come off and, yeah, the middle bit.
Why don't you just get some super glue?
Because it doesn't work, because it's a levery stuff that it doesn't stick to properly.
All right. Just buy another one. If you've got Amazon Prime...
I've been tempted to buy another one. But these like proper cases for iPads and stuff aren't cheap. Like 30 or 40 quid.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, ridiculous. And me being tight as I am.
Well, I had a bit of a dispute at work, right? Because we use iPads for work.
Yeah.
But they don't provide us a case. So we have to buy a case and then claim it back.
Yeah.
But you can only spend up to 15 quid.
Right,
DJ Ski.
15 quid.
15 quid. So you can't buy much of a case for 15 quid. So anyway, I dropped mine, and they've tried charging me £200 out my wages.
All right, for the actual, yeah, you can't.
I'm like, well, hold on a minute.
Yeah, they supplied
not,
a case.
Yeah, you've not provided me with a case. You've only given me 15 quid to buy a case, which is obviously not very good. So you know, I've dropped it. It's an accident. They want to take £200 out of my pocket.
Well, that's cheap for an iPad, to be fair. Just cough up.
No, James. No. It's ridiculous.
I'm on their side on this.
Well, thanks for nothing. Thanks for nothing.
Only to be, like...
Yes, I know.
Facetious.
Yeah. It's a good... It's a good job we're on the radio. Anyway... just time for us to say goodbye. Have a good week. If you've missed us or you've missed part of the show, you can podcast us. We'll be on Acast and iTunes. Hopefully at the start of next week. Hopefully Wednesday beat Brighton on Monday.
Yeah, indeed.
Have a good week. And DJ Ski will be up at 3. Oh, yeah, Rach says you break it, you buy it. Thanks a lot. Have a good week, guys. See you later.
Bye, everyone.
Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.